evening my passport. And for those of you who have a passport, you probably remember when you got yours, like I got mine. It's a very precious document, you're told. Make sure you keep it locked up. You know, when you travel, there may be those that will want to try to steal it, take it from you. Take several copies with you when you travel. So if you lose it, because if you're traveling abroad and you try to come back without it, you're not getting in. You go through customs and you've got to have your passport. Well, I realized not too long ago that mine's about to expire. So I was looking at it. I got it back in June of 2000, and it's going to expire next year. And I was looking through it the other day, and there are 17 pages of places where you can have your passport stamped when you come and go, leaving the country and coming back into the country. And out of the 17 pages, there are four places it could be stamped on each page. That's 68 places that you can have it stamped. And I was looking through mine, and I had two stamps on my passport, this precious document. Now, the two trips I took were great trips. I'm not saying that they weren't, but you know, all that expectation, all the adventures I was going to take, the many trips I was going to go on, I have gone on two, and it's about to expire. Open in your Bibles to Philippians chapter 2. You know, those trips for me, they just didn't happen. I got busy for whatever reason, and I want us to think a couple of minutes real quickly here about our spiritual passports. In Philippians chapter 2, when we pick up the discussion here, we understand that our passport, our ultimate passport, is heaven. But in Philippians chapter 2, this is one of my most favorite passages because it talks about how that we are supposed to be like Christ and how he emptied himself and those types of things that the Apostle Paul talks about here. But ultimately, he gets down in verse 12 and he says, "So then." And this is the part that I also like a lot because it's very challenging, I think. And I don't know about you, but I need to be challenged. I need to be pushed from time to time. And I need the challenge that takes place in this passage. And he says, "So then, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed, and not in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling." Notice that it doesn't say work for. The passage says work out. The NIV uses the phrase continue to work out. That's the challenge that I would like to talk about tonight, working out our salvation. This word here, work out, is one word in the Greek, and it means commitment, doing, effective, producing. It's very active. It's a doing, it's a producing, being productive. Flip one page back in Ephesians chapter 6. Very similar, challenging type of passage about the armor of God, doing battle, going to war for God. And then in verse 13, he says, "Therefore, take up the full armor of God so that you will be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm." And having done everything, this having done everything is the same word that we see in Philippians chapter 2, to work out. Having done everything. So if I think we were going to characterize this having done everything and working out, wouldn't it be extreme? Wouldn't it be intense? As coaches tell their athletes, wouldn't it be give me 110%? Give me your all? So what about our journey? Our spiritual passport. You know, our journey up to this very moment, if we look back, it is what it is. It's happened. It's over. It's done. We really can't change it. Might like to change a few things. Might like to be able to hit the rewind button and go back and do it over, but we can't. We don't have it to do over again. I heard a really interesting question the other day. How do you want to live the rest of your life? How do we want to journey for God? How do we want to live the rest of our life? Maybe it's just a few hours. Maybe it's just a few days that we have left. We don't really know, do we? Maybe it's just a few weeks. Maybe it's a few months. Maybe some of us in this very room have years and years left for the rest of our lives. How do we want to live it? How do we want to fill our spiritual passport? Well, let's just use these two things tonight to think about as we leave Ephesians chapter 6. Let's do it all, having done everything. In Philippians 2, let's work it out. Let's continue to work it out, giving everything we can for God as we fill our spiritual passports. If you're here tonight and you have a spiritual need, please let us know as we stand and sing.